everybody to yet another life-changing episode of HomeKit Insider. You've got me, Andrew O'Hara, here with my pal and professional turkey groomer, it's Stephen Robles. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I thought you were going to say turkey carver, but then you said turkey groomer, like combing the...
Well, you know, I thought turkey strangler, but, you know, I just thought with the holidays, I'd go with groomer. Weird, your business really drops off after this week, though. Like, there's a lot less people bringing in their turkeys to get it groomed.
It's a little like Spirit Halloween. You got to make all the money in that one month. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the holiday. Now, this is not home care related, but first of all, thank you for doing an awesome job these last 2 weeks, you and Faith and your child. I guess that was the first podcast your child was on, right? Last week?
Well, he like popped in. He like hung out for like a second. Yeah, he like stuck his head in the frame and yelled a little bit.
That's true.
But that time he just sat in the whole episode.
Yes. Well, thank you for covering. Thank you for the 2 weeks. It's great to be back. Talk about smart home stuff. Had a lot of people coming through my smart home. We'll talk about this at the end of the show, but it's always interesting what people think is cool in a smart home and what actually like makes people say, huh, you know, I kind of wish I had that. So anyway, we can talk about that. But very important. I think this is maybe the most important thing we'll talk about this episode, Andrew. I just want to know, because we're recording pre-Thanksgiving. Then Thanksgiving is going to happen, and then you're going to listen to this episode or watch this episode. What is your favorite dish that you look forward to around Thanksgiving time? Do you have a number one, this is what I want to get dish?
Not particularly. I mean, like turkey and mashed potatoes, all that's good. It's sure. I think my favorite thing is like a really good pumpkin pie. And I like making pumpkin pie, but I don't get to do it all that often. It's like one of those things where you can like play around with so much. Like I've done like bourbon pumpkin pies and maple pumpkin pies, and then done like, you know, the various like whipped creams from scratch to go with it. And I've done like these like crumb toppings, almost like a streusel on top that gives like some extra texture. Wow. Like all sorts of fun things to do with it. But like the last like couple years, we'd ordered Thanksgiving dinners just because it's like too hard to keep up with what everybody wants with like a growing family. And so that's really, screw it. We're going to buy a thing, but it comes with a dessert. So it's like, I don't really need to make a dessert. Faith is probably going to make a dessert. I guess it's after Thanksgiving. So if any of my family is listening to this, we will have consumed them, but she found these really good looking cookies to try for the first time. Especially like chocolate chip with like pecans on top and some like lovely mold and flaky salt on there. Like they look so good, and I'm really excited to try those.
All right, everybody hates on the pumpkin pie around Thanksgiving. I don't know why. I do like pumpkin pie too. My wife makes a pumpkin cheesecake that I will
that's
say
what we're having.
Oh well, there you go, the pumpkin cheesecake.
That's what comes with our meal, is a pumpkin cheesecake.
That is the way to go. Pumpkin cheesecake, two thumbs up. It's great. The taste of fall and the taste of New York all together. That's what I like. But anyway, that's enough home Thanksgiving talk. Let's talk about home kit. Let's talk about smart home. We have a little bit of news. And while we'll be past Black Friday, there will be some deals going on. So we're going to try and highlight some things that you can get to save some money as you buy your smart home stuff. But two quick news things, device releases. Wanted to mention this device. It was the first time I had heard of it. It's called Hubitat, like supposed to be like habitat, but it's Hubitat because it is a smart home hub. But this hub actually allows you to connect even more devices into your HomeKit home through HomeBridge. So you do have to be using HomeBridge somewhere to, I think, incorporate this hub in your home. But it works with a ton of different brands, even you know, older brands you might recognize like Singlet or Yale and Yee Light and all that. But also integrates with things like Bosch. They make dishwashers and other appliances, and there's some other brands you might recognize. And so this hub might allow you to get some more devices into your HomeKit home, again, through HomeBridge. But I thought it was pretty cool. It is not one of those like crazy expensive hubs. It looks to be about $90, and they have some different models. You can get it in Europe and the UK, as well as here in the US. So just wanted to put a link in there and point it out. It's something new. Haven't tested it out yet, but always interesting. See more integration, more products. Hubitat. Now, this next one, I didn't realize you were going to have this in hand when we talked about this. I just saw the news.
I don't. I don't.
Oh, you don't have it.
To be clear, okay. It's really similar.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, I went ahead and just bought the new one because I really wanted to try this. I'm interested in different HomeKit controllers, but our friends at Acara have updated their Cube controller. They now have a Cube T1 Pro. You can actually buy it on Amazon right now. It's available. It's pretty inexpensive. It's about $22, at least here in the US, and it allows you to control HomeKit stuff. And of course, you need an Acara hub to get it into HomeKit. But once you do that, it's like a die. It's a cube. So it has multiple sides, obviously. It has six sides where you can control things by pressing the sides. It also has the crazy controllers, like spinning it will do a thing and rotating it. And I don't know if you play catch with it, something will happen. I'm not sure. But you can use it to control a bunch of HomeKit scenes and devices, program it how you want. So I got one. I think it'll be coming this Friday. And so next episode, I'll talk about it. But I didn't even realize there was an older version. Is that what you have?
I do. I have the older version right here. Yeah, so this is the original Acara Cube. So the new one looks nearly identical to this. So it looks pretty much the same. The differences are, in the new version of the Cube, they've added little die dots to the sides, because you can't really tell what this is, Steven. No. These all are the same. There's just one with an Acara logo, but otherwise they're all just white. So new version will have little like dots to number them, like 1 through 6. The other additions here is it supports HomeKit and Amazon's assistant. And wow, that almost got right out.
He aborted right at the last second there. That was pretty good.
We'll come talk about her in just a few, but it supports Amazon's Assistant and HomeKit. And the thing there is, the original version, it could kind of just control the accessory. So now it has HomeKit directly built in, and you can control scenes that way. Before, it couldn't support like the actual HomeKit scenes. So now pick whatever side you want to put up, and it can control that scene directly. If it sounds familiar, it's because we've talked about the Nano Leaf Dodecahedron, which is their 12-sided version of this, basically. Yeah. It's literally a dodecahedron die with numbers on each side. You just put whatever side up you want, control the lights, turn it to the right to adjust brightness, turn the left to turn it down. It's kind of fun. I use that in my dining room, and then each side is a different scene for the lights in there. So like people can come over and just like turn the die and adjust the lights in the room. So it's kind of fun to be able to play with it that way. If the new one's the same way, they actually send a little metal bar in the body. Not even gonna focus on this. A little metal bar in there that's used to pry off the side to get in there to gain access for like the battery replacements. And the new one includes support for Zigbee 3.0. So yeah, Zigbee 3.0, support for scenes and support for HomeKit and that other assistant.
Well, now that Nanoleaf dodecahedron, it's not available anymore, right? I mean, we discovered that. You can't get
it. I can't remember.
It's not, I don't know, right?
I guess.
I'm looking right now. The Nanoleaf remote, I'm on their website. I found the thing. They call it the Nanoleaf remote. You hit shop. You can get 9 panels plus remote for $200. The remote itself.
Oh, yeah. There was that weird thing.
Yeah.
You had to get it as like a bundle.
Yes. You used to be able to buy it for $30 by itself. But no, actually, even if you get it, if you try to do the package deal, it still says out of stock for the Nanoleaf remote. So I don't think you can get it right now. I don't think they're producing it. So when it comes to HomeKit controllers, you know, I have a few. We got the Wemo Stage controller. We've talked about this one before with Thread. I have the Eve button. I use an Eve button by my nightstand, and I really like that one. You can do single tap, double tap, and a hold, and you can do 3 different controls. The Wemo Stage, you can do 9, but I forget what I've programmed, so I don't do 9. It's just too much. But I'm looking forward to this Cube as another controller to see how quickly it will control things and see if I can remember what scenes I actually program for the Cube. So, what of all the controllers?
I know. Let me see here.
Yeah, what do you like there?
I was hoping they actually included like some stickers. Like some of the other companies include like stickers.
Yeah,
I don't see no stickers in here.
Some stickers.
No stickers.
What is your preferred?
So I guess Sharpie it.
your preferred HomeKit controller? Do you like the Wemo Stage still? Is that like your number one?
I think the Stage is my favorite still. I do have like the other buttons around, but I like the Stage. I like that it can be mounted on the wall. It's similar to me to the Lutron Pico remotes because I have a few of those mounted around as well for like blinds and fans and stuff like that. Yeah. Outdoor lighting, I use those for. But I think the Stage is probably the one I use most. I also use the Hue one a lot in our bedroom. That's what I use. We put that by the bed, which just happens to have been all Hue lights in there. And both like nightstand lights and the ceiling lights are all the Hue light. So I just use like the standard Hue dimmer switch that can mount as well.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Well, I'll let you know next episode, I'm going to get that, that Akara Cube and give a little review. So we have some Black Friday deals, some things that I know Black Friday has passed, but you know, there's Cyber Monday and a lot of these deals go on till, you know, days later. But before we do that, I want to tell you about our friends at Masterclass. Our first sponsor of the week, Masterclass, is where you go to learn from tons of the best minds in all the different areas. There's over 180 instructors teaching classes on Masterclass. You can learn the art of negotiation from Chris Voss, songwriting from John Legend, and I think this is somewhat apropos given the latest news, you can learn about business strategy from Bob Iger, who was the former CEO of Disney, now again, current CEO. Of Disney.
What a crazy thing.
Crazy thing. And so maybe you can learn why Disney invited Bob Iger back from his business strategy class on Masterclass. Plus, you can do things like Gordon Ramsay and cooking.
His book is amazing. And now we can listen to his class. Like, that's even better. Exactly. His book's fantastic. And the class is incredible.
Yes, exactly. And the classes on Masterclass, obviously, the video and audio quality is incredible. You can watch at your leisure. They're broken down into multiple lessons. And then you can do one on a lunch break. You can binge watch an entire class, and you can even use the app either on your iPhone, your iPad, even Apple TV, or just in the web. You can flip it over just to listen to it if it's like a podcast. And if you do a thing like a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay, you get high quality PDF. It's like a cookbook, and then you can refer to that. And so it's super flexible. You can do it anywhere. Those lessons are about 10 to 15 minutes in length each. And when you get the annual membership, then you can access all the classes at once. I mean, and that's what you really want to do. And I highly recommend The Art of Negotiation with Chris Voss. I know I've mentioned it before, but it's really good. I'll just say that. So we highly recommend you check it out this holiday. Give one annual membership and get one free. BOGO, buy one, get one. Go to masterclass.com/homekit today, and you can get buy one, get one free. That's masterclass.com/homekit. Terms and conditions apply. Our thanks to Masterclass for sponsoring this episode. You know, they should have a Masterclass on smart home. Andrew, what do you think about that?
I think you learned your topic transitions through Masterclass. Like, there's a whole class just on how to transition from one thing to Black Friday sales, like just effortlessly.
I should teach a class on podcast sponsorship transitions. I think that could be a whole class. I could teach a 12-lesson class on that. Just kidding. So Black Friday, Cyber Monday, there are some sales going on. Even while you listen to this on day of release, Monday, Akara had a bunch of sales, even up to like 30% off on some of their devices. And we've been talking a lot about Akara lately, but it does seem like they've released a ton of devices lately. I feel like they really have the good stuff.
Yeah.
And
every other week, we got another email from them with some new stuff. Right.
They're killing the HomeKit game. I've actually, hub-wise, I used to have the M2, and I actually gave that to someone. And so I actually only rock the E1 hub, which is the like USB-A stick style. The hub is only $24, and it works with all the contact sensors, the water leak sensors, and it reaches really far all around the house. So if you have not gotten Akara stuff yet, and the hub was kind of like putting you off, just get the E1 hub. It's $24 right now on sale. It's on 20% off for, you know, obviously Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So highly recommend that stuff. And yeah, I don't know. Do you have any other Akara stuff you run to recommend or another sale?
I really like the like what is it, the G3, I think, that can like move around as the camera. I like the devices that are like more than one thing.
Sure.
So with something like that, I feel like I'm not getting a hub that I have to stick somewhere. I'm buying a camera that I can use in the house, and then it has you know, everything else that connect to it. So it's still a hub, but it's not like something that I'm plugging in like behind my router next to the Lutron hub and the Honeywell hub or the Hunter Douglas hub, like all of those pile of things. It's just a camera that I can place wherever I need that, yeah, that HomeKit secure video camera. And then I have all the benefits of the hub. It can even access a security system. There's so many things. So yeah, pretty sweet little camera.
That's a good point.
Or now, hub, whatever you call it.
Now you put, there's a Nanoleaf sale going on as well. What do they got?
Okay. Steven.
Mm.
Steven.
Oh.
Get, because right now it's Monday when, right? That's exactly what this is.
Today's Monday.
This is Monday. It's black, it's Black Cyber Monday.
Black Cyber and, Monday.
Okay. You're not going to believe this, Steven.
I'm not going to believe it.
You're not going to believe this.
I don't believe
it. So unfortunately, we missed the Friday sale. You missed the Friday sale. Steven, they had their essentials bulbs, $5.
Whoa!
On Black Friday.
$5?
$5.
$5.
I will tell you, because it's Monday, I will have bought a lot of those bulbs to like outfit my whole basement. These are thread-enabled essentials bulbs, HomeKit, support adaptive lighting, all of that. These were $5 on Friday, and I'm sad that we didn't get it in that episode, but the PR didn't come until after. And then for everyone else today, for Cyber Monday, essentials light strips, 80% off, only $10.
$10,
Steven. Yeah. For adaptive lighting HomeKit thread-enabled light strips, it doesn't get any better.
Wait, it's thread too?
$10. They're the essentials ones. The ones that are sold through Apple, right?
Yeah, well, you can get it on Amazon apparently too.
Well, I guess it was originally exclusive through Apple.
And so Bluetooth and Red. Oh my goodness. Even right now, it's a great deal on. Man, that's a good
$10.
$10. 80-inch light strip.
Yeah. Wow. And I know what you're thinking, Steven. I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's too short. I need more inches. Don't worry. You can get extensions for $5 a piece. 75% off.
Get out of here. It's crazy. I feel like we're doing like an infomercial that airs at like,
seriously,
like 12 in the morning. I can't believe these prices. $5. Anyway, that's
a no, like I was like I was debating like, okay, what light strips? I have a few other spots I want to put some light strips. I have a little bit more space in the kitchen. Yeah. I wanted to put something behind Harrison's dresser for some kind of ambient lighting in the room.
Right,
There's a couple other spots that I wanted to put light strips. And, you know, what are your other big options? Like the two that I would go with are the Eve light strip or the Hue light strips. Hue light strips, they're so expensive. They're really expensive. You have to have a Hue setup if you don't already. I do. But still, $50, $60 for a very good light strip is quite a bit.
Yes.
Especially for kind of ambient lighting or something. And the Eve one is also great. It's Wi-Fi, which I really like. But if I've already got a thread set up, I can just keep adding with this. So like for $10, you can't beat that. I'm going to go buy all of these before anyone else listens to this episode.
I think you should. I might get another light strip too. I talked about the light strip behind the headboard in our master bedroom, and I love that light strip. It's just such a nice ambient light without direct bulbs or whatever shining in my face. So I kind of want to put more light strips behind stuff to see what we can do. So, all right, very cool.
The other thing, really quick, the one thing to be clear about, these are the ones that will not support Matter. So I don't know what your thoughts are, Steven. It almost seems like these are phasing out for the new Matter ones. But for HomeKit users, these may be better because they do support adaptive lighting, whereas the Matter ones, I don't think will.
Exactly.
So I think these are still better. Like if I was having that choice, these are already native HomeKit. I would rather have these with support for adaptive lighting than the Matter ones. Only reason to get Matter ones is if you're going to be buying a Matter controller, like a Nest Home Hub, and you want that to control Matter devices, it will not be able to control these. So that's the only reason why. Otherwise, go snatch all these up. I'll try to leave you guys a few.
I would have no hesitation buying something just like these, even though they don't support Matter, but they have thread and all that. Zero hesitation. I would jump on these light strips for sure. Yeah. Now, brilliant are those fancy...
sorry again, Steven. I'm just going to keep waiting for you to talk, and then I'm going to cut you off.
Please. Yeah, please do.
They did have one other smaller sale that's worth mentioning. Mini Triangle Smarter Kits. It was a 5-pack. Now it's a 9-pack, and it's 10% off. So that comes down to $90, but you're also getting like 4 additional triangles. So if you've been thinking about those mini triangle kits, that's it.
Go for it. Okay, very cool. Now, you also have Brilliant on here. Those fancy switches that you have. What is Brilliant on sale?
Brilliant. They are giving 10% off site-wide. So if you've been holding out on getting a Brilliant panel, these don't go on sale super often. And I honestly, I've never seen more than 10%. So it's a good, you know, time to pick some of these up. Super cool. They're going to support Matter. So these actually would be like a Matter controller. So if you put these in your home, you'd be able to control all their Matter products through these things. And they have a ton of direct integrations with things like Sonos, Yale locks. I think Ring cameras can show up right here on these. I still love these. These are still some of my favorite stuff. Still one of the things that people talk about when they come into the home and see them. So I still really, really like these.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Good deals on Brilliant. Now, I also saw that Arlo is going to have some deals, especially if you're looking at Arlo cameras. They have up to 20% off some of their outdoor cameras. I've had some experience with the Arlo doorbell and also the Arlo floodlight cam. Always had a good experience. Really love it. And I know Andrew has some Arlo cameras outside as well, but up to 20% off there. So be on the lookout for those. And it's not active right now, but I keep seeing Roborock sales come up. I think I see like Instagram ads and different things that there's going to be a sale on the S7 Max V Ultra, which we talked about it many times. Andrew had one, reviewed it. I bought one for the new house, and I have got to say, everybody loves that thing. Everybody says it cleans super well. It is just one of the coolest robot vacuums / mops all in one. I really love that thing. It is pricey. You know, it just, if you're in the market for like, if you looked at like Roombas before and you were in like the few $100 range, like this is much more than that. But any sale on...
Not even. Roombas are still pretty, get over a grand
easily. Well, you can get the
like
expensive
maybe some entry-level basic Roombas for a few hundred. But this isn't those like no-name Amazon brands you've never heard of.
Right.
Like Omnibot, D-Bot, like some of these other ones that I've never even heard of. I literally get pitched RoboVacs every other day. Oh, this one's 20% off. It's only $200. I'm like, that's garbage. I don't know what it is, but it's garbage. But this is not garbage.
The Roborock S7 Max V Ultra is the opposite of garbage. It is the best. That is the best. I bought one at full price with my own money. I didn't get sent it because I knew it worked well, and so glad I did. It's awesome. So look for a sale on that. I'm not sure where it will be. I just keep seeing ads for the sale, and so keep your eyes peeled for the Roborock. So I think that was it for sales. Cyber Monday, Black Friday.
I think so.
Yeah. Just for, look
for Robo. Well, first off, let's plug AI. We do have like a running Black Friday, Cyber Monday guide. We'll link that in the show notes, and that'll be just full of like Apple stuff, right? You're just going to have your big iPads and Apple Watches and all that, but we're also going to have accessories and smart home stuff, all that listed in there too. So just keep checking back to that throughout the weekend. I guess the weekend's already over. It's Monday. Throughout the day. And as we find things, we will try to populate them in there. But Steven, one of the things that I'm curious about here with the Roborock coming into the holidays.
Yes.
I've got our Christmas tree, and we got lots of needles that'll end up on the ground. But at the same time, we have like a tree skirt. Now it's a thicker, kind of like a knitted blanket type tree skirt, but I'm curious at how well it will do in avoiding the tree skirt / blanket. And I wonder, because you can do like the avoidance areas, like you can, you know, trace off in the app where you don't want the robot to go. Right. So I'm wondering if I can set up like a little zone around the tree, but I want to keep it as tight as I can because I want it to be able to pick up the needles, but not eat the tree skirt. So I don't know, if you have a strategy here, but I'm curious because I know for me, I just can't let it go carte blanche into the living room if I got essentially like a very light blanket there on the ground. So I got to figure out a way to mitigate that.
I mean, you can make it seem like there's a piece of furniture there. You'd have to kind of like play with the size, you know, and see if it will avoid it because of that.
It might be thick enough because it is like a heavier blanket material.
Okay.
like a cotton knit blanket type of thing versus like a shimmery light tree skirt.
Okay.
So it might just avoid it on its own.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, cause it does have the built-in AI and all that on there. So it might be able to avoid it, but otherwise you can manually set off like avoidance zones.
Right.
Like I wanted to get as close as I can.
Yeah. Try zone. I mean, I have had ours suck a couple things up that stopped it. Like I had to take it apart and take stuff out. Mostly it's in the kids' rooms and it's like smaller things, not, you know, carpet or whatever, like laying or rug. So it should be all right, but I would be curious to know. I'd be curious to know how that tree skirt fares with the robot.
You'll find out in a week.
Yeah, okay.
Talk about it next week.
Very good. Very good. Now you had you put some news in here about the Schlage Encode Plus, which is the home key lock that we awaited long for, and it came out. Won't be getting Matter. Is that right? No Matter.
That's right, man. This was supposed to or likely to get Matter support, but Schlage had not fully committed. So when this came out, they're like, oh yes, this should have all the necessary hardware to support Matter. And that was like at CES 2022. And now here we are like a few weeks ahead of CES 2023. And they had confirmed that it doesn't have the necessary requirements for Matter and will not be getting it. So HomeKit users, you guys can just like, you know, flip your hair and walk on with your day. But for anyone who was like wanting Matter in here, it's not going to be a thing. It's a little bit disappointing. We'll point out the other HomeKit lock, the Level Lock Plus, will have Matter support and Thread. So just interesting. It obviously it's hard. Like I can't fault them by any means because that standard changes a million times, you know, from the course of like drawn out a roadmap to releasing something, but it is always a bummer. That's why I say don't buy hardware today with promise of software tomorrow, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Matter, I'll believe it when I see it. Both of those are our two taglines for this show. Two taglines.
Yeah, let's go get that updated. Let's go get that updated AI merch with that on the front.
Oh, that'd be so good. That'd be so good. All right. Well, I can't wait to talk about this next piece of news because it'll be a failure of the Amazon Assistant. But we'll get to that. But before we do, we have one more sponsor to thank, our good friends who always deliver. That's not their official tagline, but they've delivered with me, is Nebbia. And the Nebbia by Moen Spa Shower. Not just the spa shower, but my goodness, you've heard us talk about all the different Nebbia products. My entire bathroom basically has Nebbia logos all over it. Actually, my kids, you know, we had built this house, we built their shower, and they got like a new shower head or whatever. My kids came to me and they said, we would like the old shower head back. And the old shower head being the Nebbia Quattro shower head that I had installed in the last place we were living. I had taken it, but not put it in the new shower yet. And they said, we want it. We want it back. And so that is an endorsement from my children. They love the Quattro. You have the Nebbia by Moen Spa Shower, which is height adjustable. It atomizes the water, makes it feel like an enveloping spa experience. Plus, you have the magic wand and you can spray all over the place. It is wonderful, but you're saving water too. So, you know, even if you want to spray all over the place a little bit, you don't have to feel too bad about it. But also don't do that. Don't do that very much. I'm not sure if Andrew just like holds it outside the shower, just to like get the whole bathroom wet. I'm not sure.
How I water the lawn out the bathroom window.
You can save yeah. water. Yeah.
Thanks water to that. Lawn. Yeah. Thanks to the wand. It's perfect.
Very good. Well, listen, changing a shower head, it's super easy. Nebbia gives you everything you need to change out your shower head. It takes no more than 15 minutes. And then it's like you're showering under a waterfall. I like going in there. Obviously, my kids love it too. And they have tons of accessories you want to try out. I have the Nebbia towel and the quick dry earth mat. And I think Andrew has tried it too. It just sucks the water right out of your feet in the best way possible, right? Something like that.
Absolutely. You are just coming up with all the taglines. Mm. Nebbia sucks the water out of your feet. Nebbia delivers water to your face. Like just
it does. It delivers it in the most pleasant way possible. We love Nebbia around here. So here's the deal. Nebbia is having their best sale of the year now, today, as you listen through December 2nd. So you have this week, and usually they do 10% off, but now it's 20% off. That's a whole doubling of the percent off. 20% off all Nebbia products. No promo code is even required. You just go to Nebbia.com and you get 20% off Nebbia products. You don't want to miss it. You can get the Nebbia by Moen Spa Shower for $199, but 20% off That's like a lot of the percent off. That's like $40 off. Crazy. I just did that math in my head.
A lot of percent off.
A lot of percent off. But if you're listening to this episode after December 2nd, don't feel bad, though. You can still go to nebbia.com/homekit and use that promo code HOMEKIT, and you'll still get 10% off all Nebbia products. That's nebbia.com/homekit. Check out what they had to offer and save 20% till December 2nd, or 10% with promo code HOMEKIT after that. Our thanks to Nebbia for sponsoring this episode. Now, this is just a beautiful turn of events here. Apparently, the Amazon assistant, I forget what our nickname is for her. The what do we call her? What are we going to call her?
Most of the nicknames aren't appropriate for a family show unless we want to up that rating.
You have a child now.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. We don't want that explicit tag. Anyway, the Echo, Amazon's assistant, is on pace to lose $10 billion this year. Layoffs supportedly have hit the Echo and Amazon assistant team. That's unfortunate. But this is kind of surprising to me because it feels like in the cultural zeitgeist, the Amazon Echo and the assistant is like kind of pervasive. Everyone just kind of knows it. But apparently people don't buy the devices. Maybe Amazon has just given them away so much that nobody cares anymore. But I don't know, man. This is it's an interesting turn of events, and it is not a successful product profitability-wise.
I am not at all shocked by this. any freaking means. So first off, yeah, $10 billion this year. That is nearly as much as Meta is losing in their whole metaverse boondoggle. Because that's lost like, what, $9.4 billion just in the first 9 months of the year? So that's going to top the $10 billion in terms of just wasted money. Mm. But this is still ridiculous. And so from my understanding is the strategy here that Amazon had was sell that hardware dirt cheap or just give it away and get people into that ecosystem. Then they're going to be stuck into Amazon and then they will use those devices to help facilitate purchases. And they've always tried to do things like, oh, you know, Amazon Assistant, add paper towels to my shopping list, add whatever to my shopping list and do stuff that way. And I don't think it ever like really fully committed into that. Like people got these things, but no one necessarily used them to buy a lot of things. And they started making some revenue with the ad serving that they were doing, you know, because they collect all of the data. Mm. And then they would use that to make some money on the ad side, but not nearly enough to cover it when they're losing $10 billion a year. So I think they were really just trying to keep everything cheap. They made it really easy to make these, works with Amazon's assistant products. Yeah, they weren't even charging, much to do that, if anything. Like you have to pay for the badges, but there's like other free ones that you don't even have to worry about just to start using them. So products were hitting the market. They weren't really costing anything to get certified for a lot of them. And there was just no money coming in. It doesn't surprise me at all. They really just never created that returning revenue stream they needed. So yeah, I don't know how many jobs were actually. So there's like what Amazon's laying off like 10,000 people.
10,000.
With I believe like most coming from the assistant division, like
the hardware
right?
division. Yeah. Which Amazon, like Amazon is incredible at what they do well. The two big things being like AWS cloud services. And then delivering you things, but they are not a hardware company. You know, it's like Facebook tried to make a phone back in the day. Not so good. Amazon try to make the Fire Phone? Yeah. The Fire Phone thing.
I think so.
Yeah. And like, just not a thing. And so, you know, when you look at hardware, like Apple makes its profits from the hardware sale. And so that is where the profitability comes in for like a HomePod mini or a HomePod. But for Amazon, it's kind of like the loss leader idea or how like video game system works, like video game consoles. There's a loss on the console, but the idea is that people will buy video games and those will be upsold. This is the same thing with printers. Printers, like manufacturers like Epson or HP, like will even take a loss on the actual printer because you're going to have to buy ink for years to come. And the ink is where the profitability comes in. And so for something like an Amazon Assistant Echo, if they're not making any profit on the device because they're dirt cheap and you can get them for like $20. They were like throwing them into boxes around the holidays. but then there's no monetization strategy. And I don't know about you, like when I had an Amazon assistant before, I tried ordering something through it and like it'll basically add it to your cart or whatever. But there was also this idea of maybe my kid might order something that I don't want it to. And, you know, if you do have to go to the app to confirm an order anyway, it's honestly just easier to go to the Amazon app and order a thing rather than like if it doesn't understand you or whatever. So I had never felt compelled to try and order through the little speaker thing. And they're not great speakers. Like they actually don't sound very good. At least most of the little ones that people had for so long, like the little puck style ones, they just were not good speakers. And so I guess you're right. I guess it is not surprising, but I'm curious what, if anything, they will do. I mean, if I don't think the Amazon assistant is going to go away anytime soon, but I find it interesting that Sonos has now built their own voice assistant. That's totally proprietary. Apple has their voice assistant. Google has theirs. And so if there are not the Echo devices out there in the world, I don't think people use the Amazon Assistant on their phone. Like people are not going to the Amazon Assistant app and talking to the app. So I don't know. I'm curious what the long-term ramifications will be.
I don't know. I mean, they have been launching like higher-end hardware, right? They've been focusing on higher-end hardware more recently versus the cheaper ones, I think. I mean, there was updated versions of the Echo Dots and the Echo Dot with clock and stuff like that. But I think it seems like they've been focusing on more of the higher-end hardware and other smart home hardware. I mean, they have their other home hardware businesses like the Eero routers and the Ring doorbells and the security system stuff. So they have all of those, I think, where they'll keep focusing on primarily and then using their assistant as like the backbone to connect all of those things together. We just might not be seeing as many, maybe as many speakers and stuff going into the future or them integrating it into other hardware to not be relying on it. But I still face that with relatives, Steve. I don't know about you, but you know, it's kind of hard to say, yeah, you should buy a $100 HomePod mini versus do you just want one of the 80 free Amazon Echoes that are laying around like just on the streets because they seem like they're just everywhere and everyone has like, you know, that has them has like multiple. So it's hard to sometimes convince people to get the HomePod ones when those are so cheap, but they're also not making money that way. Like Amazon's not making anything off of that really. And everyone uses Amazon anyway. So it's not like we're really driving any extra sales
right
because you have an Echo.
Right.
Nothing very additional.
True. Yeah. Very true. You can get an Echo Dot right now for $15 if you wanted to, but it'll be interesting. Yeah. Interesting to see how that turns out. Before we run out of time, I wanted to talk about this app. You had sent these screenshots. I think we probably have talked about this app in the past, but I had not used it actively. But Controller for HomeKit, it is an application. They now have version 6.0 is out. And this thing looks incredibly powerful. The release notes for this app are like three books long in a good way. All the different features and everything. And so, yeah, where did you see this? I mean, did you already have this installed?
I already had this installed. I mean, there's the one that shows update. Like right. It literally just popped up as an update and I was like, oh snap. And I actually added to like last week's episode. And then I looked at the wrong show notes because I didn't remember that we use like shared notes for our notes for the episodes. So I had added all this in here and then Steven went and added some questions for like episode 130. And I come back and like, okay, here's the top note, thinking it was episode 130 just because Steven had last edited it and moved to the top and I forgot it. Okay, I forgot it. You can leave all the nasty comments. Forgot it. But I think Steven and I both are going to need to play around with this. I'll read a couple of these off, Steven, that I found so fascinating. But the biggest thing here for me is these new really smart notification automation things that this app is setting up. So observing state and time, such as the bathroom window has been open for more than an hour,
yes,
or backyard motion detected this many times in 10 minutes, open camera, or you slept in your bed 15 times, it's time to change the sheets, or coffee machine's been used more than 30 times since you last cleaned it. Human tasks, like it's been irrigating since for 15 minutes, move the sprinkler. The swimming pool is now 22 degrees Celsius. Who uses Celsius? Stupid rest of the world. You can get alerts for motion sensor batteries. Your battery level is low. You don't have to open the home app. You get a push notification about it. first cleaning of the first floor, laundry is done. Like, there's all sorts of different ones in here. There's so much in this freaking update, Steven. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to one of the things that everybody has asked for a long time is, tell me a door is left open. And there are different ways to try and do it with, like, the proprietary apps, like if you're using the Acara app or maybe the Eve app, but nothing natively in HomeKit. There are weird things you can do with, like, PushCut and try and schedule those, like, notifications to come through or whatever. But this looks like, on the face of it, this might be a way where you can have something send you a notification when a door has been left open for a certain amount of time. And it looks to maybe be pretty easy to set up. And so I downloaded the app. This is not a picture of my actual house. This is just whatever house is in, it's in the app when you do it. But this is what the app looks like. And you can set up a bunch of, obviously you can control your devices and scenes, and you can see kind of, they have widgets too, which I'm very excited to see what kind of widgets they include in this app. But I'll also be trying to set up that let me know when a door is left open deal, and see how it notifies me. Really cool.
I think that's the biggest one for me too, Steven, because I used to use the August for the longest time. And one of its most unique features is it has that indoor sensor that will tell you when your door is open. And it can even tell you, like, fully ajar or just, like, not fully closed. And I think that's one important distinction, but also just crazy useful to know. And I get a push notification from August saying, hey, your front door has been left open, or you didn't fully close your front door. That's, especially if you have pets, it's really neat to know that. Like, you're walking out, you pull the door up shut behind you or something, and maybe didn't close all the way. So if you can use, you know, contact sensor on your door, and then, you know, whatever you're doing, but get an alert that that door was left open, I think that can be super useful to have. And then you can use other locks that aren't the August, like the new Level Lock or the Schlage code or whatever it is that you got around.
Well, that is very cool. So we'll test it out this week. And on the next episode, we'll talk about this app. We'll talk about the Acara Cube deal and maybe some of the stuff we might have bought over the weekend, Cyber Monday, Black Friday. We'll let you know. Check out links in the show notes for all of those things. And you can we'll put links to the Black Friday deal, Cyber Monday, and all that, and all the news. Enjoy that. And to this app, Home Controller. If you do something cool with Controller for HomeKit, the app, let us know. Tweet at Andrew and myself. You can send us an email. All that is in the show notes. And if you haven't, you can give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, watch the show on youtube.com/HomeKit Insider. You can see Andrew and I shucking jive live here in the video. There we go, shucking and jiving. So good to be back. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
See you guys.